success in the end of Mishpatim. It says, Vayoyim Hashem al Moshe alei elai ahara ve'yesham. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe to go up to the har. Ve'edna lucha esluchai so evan v'atoyra v'amitza shekasavtu l'hayroisa. And we'll give him the Torah in the Arba Amyoy. Ve'yokam Moshe v'yeshua mishasa. It says that Moshe and Yeshua got up, v'yal Moshe al har olika. Moshe went up like he was told, alei elai ahara. So obviously, Pasuk Kishveh, Rashi says, what is Yeshua over here? Vikum Tidarain in the Pasuk. Vayaka Moshe v'Yeshua Mishasa. And he didn't go with Moshe. Vayal Moshe alei elakim. So what was he doing exactly? And why did the Torah find it necessary to relate the fact that Yeshua got up with Moshe? So he tagged along until a certain point, and then what is the Pasuk here saying? Rashi says, Lo yodati mati v'shal Yeshua ka. V'oy mani. Zakdashi, I look. It's Rashi's achidish. I didn't see anything in the Medrash or Yishani. V'oy mani shoh yatal mid malav l'rav ad mokem akbalas tchum ayahar. That the Talmud was being malav his Rebbe until the point that he was able, with the rest of the Klal Yisrael, only up to the point that they were able to go. Shaini Rashoi Leilich Misham Vahal. And Misham Vayal Moshe Levadar Harlotim. And the Moshe Rabbeinu went up further. Yeshua not the Shama Halai. That wasn't the extent of it. He malavah him, and he could have gone back. No, Yeshua is malavah him, up to the point that he can go. And he pitched his tent, V'nis Akiv Sham Kol Mem Yon. How do we know that? That doesn't say in the Pasuk. So Rashi Shekem Matzinu Kishe Yored Moshe. When Moshe came down, they were being chayte the eagle. So it says, "Vayishma Yeshua as kol ha'am b'dayoy." It says that Yeshua heard the koil ha'am, and he said, "Koil milchama b'machane." Later on in Parshat Kisisa, he said, "Koil milchama b'machane." And Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ain koil anoyz gevura, ain koil anoyz chalusha, koil anoyz anoychi shemeya." Okay, Moshe was the one who had to explain to Yeshua, sort of at least in general terms, what he was hearing. It was not a milchama that they either won or that they lost. Not that kind of koilus. It's the koilus, the Targum says over there, koilah de mechaychin, of leitzonus, of leitzenusa d'avid ezara, and so on. So Yeshua was oblivious to, he was, how far away could he have been from the Machne Yisrael over there? However far it was quite near. Pitched his tent, he was in Sakiv in the Tafka Sahar, as close as Klal Yisrael was able to get. He was some a little bit closer than the rest of Klal Yisrael, and he was completely oblivious to the entire Chet Egel. L'madnu Zakrashi Shloi Haya Yeshua Imam. So we see that not only again was he Malav and Moshe Rabbeinu up to the Har, but he was then in Sakiv there until he would come there. L'chayr, that's the pshat in the pasuk. You know, I'll what Rashi is saying. It says, Yeshua, Vayaka Moshe v'Yeshua Misharsa. Why does it say Yeshua Misharsa? What's that negay over here? If it says Yeshua and describes him as being the Misharis Moshe, like it does in some other places in Torah, it's because it's negay in some way. It's just going to describe him as being the Misharis Moshe. This is because, like Rashi is saying, there's no other reason. No other reason for him to be there other than he was the one who was Mishalas Moshe, who was constantly together with Moshe, and the Meili was Malavim to the Har, and he was in Sakiv over there until a point that it will be necessary for him to fight to be Mishalas Moshe. And that was his identity. That was the Atzmius of Yeshua, and Gansa Mahus was that he was the Mishalas Moshe. Like Ataka says later on in Pashat Kisisa over there, it says, the Mishalasa Yeshua benunna layomish mikol har. But it says, when it says that the Rav Shlom spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that Mesharisa Yeshua ben Nunar, Mesharisa is the Taish, that Lo Yomish Mikhaich Oyo, that he never left Oyo. So if Moshe Rabbeinu left Oyo, Abed Oyo remained. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to go up to the Har. So he was in the Sakiv, pitched his tent over there, Yeshua ben Nunar Lo Yomish Mikhaich Oyo, and until such a time that Moshe Rabbeinu will return and will be immediately there in the proximity in the Dalai Lama of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Rashi's travel. Chiddush says it's brought by Nesichus Musa from Chaim Shmulevitz. It's a Maimon Mem Beis. Brings the Medrash says in Bamidbar. I looked, I didn't find it right away when I was looking. When I read it, he brings, he quotes here the Medrash. Mishal, so it says in the pasuk that Kach l'cho es Yeshua benot. This is Sheruach, but Samachta es Yodcha Olav, that Moshe was commanded to be Masmach Yeshua, to be the Nasi in Klal Yisrael, to take over for Moshe. So the Medrash says, He was the one who was there early and there late in the Beis Hamedrash, in the Beis Vav, in the Shirum. He was there always. He was the one who arranged the Safsalim. Who played this as a machzalois? He spread out the mats. In other words, the tables, the chairs, the svadim. Hoyel v'hushed eischa b'chol koichai. Since he was mishadus Moshe, you Moshe, with all his koiches, kedayu she yishamish es yisrael. She'ene me'avit zchad. Kach l'chos Yeshua b'no. So all the time that he spent being mishadus Moshe, shtet medish is not something that is going to be lost. It's not time that he's not going to receive directly schar for. It's a rather ene ma'avet schorek. And after them state, this is what it says, kach l'chaz Yeshua benun, l'kayim ma'shenem, and noitze te'enu yoichol kuri. Hu ma'sh'omu chazal, g'doylo shimusha yoisim rinu. This is the Gemara in Brochus and Avzayin. The Gemara says, we're all familiar, the Gemara Da'ashas, it says, po yalisha, she yotzak, Moshe al yidei liyo, zok the Gemara, Asher Lomad Moshe likes it. Doesn't say that Elisha doesn't describe him, although he was his greatest Talmud, but he's not described as the one who learned the most later from Eliyahu. He's the one who says Sheyotza Al Yidei Eliyahu. So the Gemara Gedayla Shimusha Yosem Elimu. The Chaim goes on. He brings very nice. He says that the Ramban says in Vayikra. I'm sorry, in Sefer Bamidbar, the Ramban is. Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, the Ramban says that Kalev was greater than Yeshua. Haraya, the Pasuk mentions him, Kalev ben Yefunev, Yeshua ben Nun. The Pasuk is always makdim Kalev to Yeshua. Haraya, that he was great, and then he brings the Balatunim, that the Balatunim says that all these Nesiim over there, the Raglim, they were all Sari Chamishims. Sari Chamishim. So Chaim Shmulevitz, he says, so there were other people that were Sari Emmaus, they were Sari Alofim, they were on top of Yeshua Ibazar. Sari Emmaus were over a larger swath of Klal Yisrael. Sari Alofim was Sari. So it wasn't only Kalev that was greater than Yeshua. It means that there were dozens, if not hundreds of people in Klal Yisrael that in terms of sheer Limud HaTorah, at least at some point, at an earlier stage, that they had more potential and more kishreinus, and they showed more of what it was to be a Talmud Chacham. They were sorry Meir, sorry Amafu. And nonetheless, it says, Kach is Yeshua ben Nun, and he was chosen to be the Nasi of Klal Yisrael after Moshe ben. So Chaim, that's what the Medrash is saying. But the reason for that is, because G'dol Shimushi Yosvi Lebuda. Not on the basis, strictly speaking, of Yeshua Mishal said Yomish Mitoy Chayyim. This was as given a Masmid and everything else. This Pasha, this Avada. But there were people that was an Efshi given bigger than him or more potential than him in learning. And nonetheless, as Oiskishtigin, he became the Nasi of Klal Yisrael and took over from Moshe Rabbeinu because he was Masada the Safsalim. He was a Yomish Mitoy Chayyim in the sense that he was constantly in Moshe Rabbeinu's Dalai Lamas, to the extent, like Rashi says over here, that even when Moshe Rabbeinu was going up to the Har for 40 days, he was Malav and Moshe up to the Har, as far as he can go, with Balkas on Sav of Lema, Yisharu Lachem, I couldn't go any further, so that's my Mokum now. As close as I can get to my Rebbe, that is the Mokum of the Talmud. The Talmud's Mokum is as close as Yeshaya to forge a Yachas, to get as close as possibly can to the Rebbe. And at whatever point So ad kan. It's not shaykh now. Not shaykh tomorrow. I'm not going anywhere. But this is my mock. Because the mockim is as close as to be in my Rebbe's Dalaramas. And the Mele was in Sakiv Sham and he pitched his tent. Until such a time, the Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come down and he'll be the first one there. He'll be ready to be right in the Sharis Moshe. What's the pshat? I mean, to understand, try to understand. What does it mean, Gadol Shemusha, Gadol Shemusha, Yais Mele? What's this magic? What's the kayach of this that Chazal is saying on Yeshua that Layamish Mitaych Oyel that Gedolei Shemusha Yosim Elimuda, and for that reason he was Zoicha and he was worthy to be the Nasi to take over Moshe Rabbeinu's stead. I think I once mentioned, I'm going to say Dvam Pshutim, it's nothing you probably haven't heard numerous times. The Mishnah says in others that Ben Zayma said that Eizu Chacham Halayim in Mikolal. Shenema Mikol Malam Da Yiskalti. It was a pasuk. Mikol Malam Da Yiskalti. So the Ben Yoyne, I believe we discussed Rabbi Yoyne once over there, says, what does this mean? It said, what's the Mishnah? What's Ben Zayma saying? Why is that a Chacham? So Ben Yoni says that a chacham is not the pshat, somebody that has the most chachma. So you can have people with a tremendous degree of chachma, walking encyclopedias, repositories of tremendous knowledge, but the avos hachachma and the drive, the tshuka for the chachma, is not necessarily to a degree that they're going to lower themselves, so to speak, to go and learn from other people. Why? If it was the Chachma that really interested them, because they would. Because a mashal, a person has, he loses a diamond. So he doesn't make a cheshbon, he says, well, what are the chances that it's going to be, in the bathtub? I mean, should I open the drain? And that? Even if it's an infinitesimal chance. Could be it's a 1% chance. But if the thing is worthy enough, you're going to go everywhere to look for it. So it's all the drive, the chukka, to attain, to be kainah, whatever it is that a person is looking for, is all relative to the importance that he places upon it. The value that a person places upon it is ultimately what's going to govern the amount of effort he's going to put into attaining that which he's looking for at all costs. Even if the chances are, oh, he's a pashtun mensch, what can I have from this person? What can I have from this person? I'm a much bigger Talmud Chacham than this person. What do I have to listen to what he has to say? Whatever he has to say, I already know. But if it's a diamond, if it's something that, who knows, maybe there's a chance that he has a pshat, he has a deer, as a taich on something that I never thought of, then you'll lower yourself and you'll go and you'll search out the chacham wherever it exists. But there are many that's the pshat ezu chacham. He says a person on the one hand, you have a greater professor, you have a person who has a tremendous degree of chacham. But that's not the chacham. Chazal ben Zayma is saying that the chacham is, that's chacham. So you're walking around with a lot of chacham. We're not denying that that's chacham. The other person is not more knowledgeable, but he is a bit of a chacham, because the definition of a chacham is somebody that has an appreciation and somebody that recognizes the implications of the chacham, like we spoke a week or two ago. Chacham is something that we say that has to be ma'isa merub mechachmasa, that the context, the chacham, a person has to view the chacham in a sense, what could this chacham do for me? What are the implications of this chacham in my life? What is this chacham? Like it says in Chazal also, we're all familiar, it says, Ezu Chacham Arayas HaNoyla. It's a Masech to Talmud, I think it's on Daf Lamed. Arayas HaNoyla also in Chazal is called a Chacham. Because Araya is Hanoilad means that he recognizes and he senses within the Chachmah, he is able to extract from the Chachmah all the implications of the Chachmah down the road, what it means. It's Araya, the Chachmah is the one who's Araya is Hanoilad. Because by him, the Chachmah is something which is valuable. If it's valuable, we're not just talking about sheer Gishmak. He has Hanoah, so he's going to search for it. About this Gishmak. Why is it Gishmak? What makes something Gishmak to a person? It's Gishmak if it has implications. If it has ramifications in your life, it's important. It has a chshivas to you. So that's the Tzad HaShavah. On the one hand, we say, Ezu Chochem Aloy Min Mikol Adam, Ezu Chochem Eroi Zanoy, the same will happen, the same thing. So Ben Yoyin is saying, a Chochem is not a person that has the paint of large degree of Chochem. A Chochem is a person that is sensitive, and he has an awareness, and he recognizes that was licked in the Chachmah. What can I do with the Chachmah? The Nasav and Ishmael of the Chachmah. This is a Chachmah, like it says, Ner li ragli, or li nesivoysa, that the Torah is an or, the Torah guides him, the Torah is a torch. It's a light that lights his path, it's his hashkafas achayim. A person who sees that in the Torah of Chachmah, that's a Chachmah. A person who senses within the Chachmah, the implications that it has to make him a better person and to guide him in his life, that is what Chazal Ben Zayim is saying, that is a Chachmah. And such a person will be a Lamed Mikol Adam. It's just a Sharafer of art. But it always bothered me that Ben Zayim's Raya is Shenema Mikol Malamda Yiskalti. Think about it, Mikol Malamda Yiskalti is the not a Raya. Ezu Chochem Aloinu Mikol Adam Shenema Mikol Malamda Yiskalti. You're a Chochem if you learn from everybody, because I learned from all my Rabbi. So who does it say that you learn from everybody? It says that you learned Mikol Malamda Yiskalti. It says you got smarter. You got more seichel from everybody who taught you. Okay, good. Everybody who taught me. Doesn't seem to be very earth-shattering. But was lichta? Mikol Malamda Yiskalti. All people that attempted to teach me, maybe I learned. Okay. Vavushteit aloimin mikol adam. So after that kol, as we know from the Gaon on the Haggadah, kol yimei chayecha, the Gaon says kol means two things. Kol means all. And kol means the whole. Kol can mean kol yimei chayecha, all the days of my life, meaning in kamus, quantitatively, all of them, not half of them, not just olam hazeh, but l'rabbis, right? But l'havi l'mois ha-mashiach, that's one way of understanding kol. That's the way the Rabbanon, that's one way of understanding kol. And the other way of understanding kol is that it means the whole. The entire kol yimei chayecha, it means l'rabbis halelis, like Ben Zayim said, not l'havi l'mois ha-mashiach like the Rabbanon, but like Ben Zayim says in the Haggadah that yimei chayecha is hayomim kol yimei chayecha the kol yayim, not every day, it means the entire day. The kol means the entire. So thus is Ben Zayim, that Ben Zayim holds that kol yimei chayecha is the entire. Is Mikol Malamda Yiskalti is the pshat that I learned from my entire Rebbe. Mikol Malamda Yiskalti, that what I derived, the knowledge and the chokhmah that I got, that I attained, was not from the Shia, Dafka. Was not from some aspect, some limited role that my Rebbe played. Mikol Malamda Yiskalti means from the entire Malamda is shaykh to have a iskalti. Ezu chacham aloymin mikol adam means because when you're learning, you're not just learning from a very limited aspect in a very limited way from a certain individual or from certain individuals. That you have to be able to learn mikol malamda iskalti, that there's something to be learned up just from the halach yaylech, just from the shimusha yaysa milimuda of the Rebbe, is what to learn as well. The Gemara says on Sukkah and Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara says, "Reb Elazar says that my oilim leymati dovish leshemati me'rabosav." He says that he never said over, he never paskin, he was never meira ira on something. Dovah shalai shama meira. So Reb Chaim, Chaim Shmulevitz over the Ashtelsef, the Ovis Reb Nosson, it says, besides the fact that it's just hard to believe that every shiloh that he paskin, everything that he said over, he never went into Shia and said he had anything, he had no chidushim, he had nothing that he never heard from his Rebbe. It's highly unlikely. I mean, as great as he was, Abul Khayyim says, I'm Musnagish Belechidish. There should be something that he's able to come away with, built beyond, on top of whatever it was that he was makabel from his Rebbe. He brings in Abbas Reb Nosson and says on Reb Elezer, that he was being Yoshev V'Doidish Devarim Shalashaman Oizem Ha'olim. It's a parak vav. It's a parak vav, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and Abbas Reb Nosson. It says in Reb Elezer that he was sitting and being Doidish things that the Oilim developed with Kenel Nishgahat, as Allah has such chidushim. So Chaim says obviously that the pshat is at the Taichin Rebbe. The Taichin Rebbe is not a Rebbe. A Rebbe is not somebody that you know what he said. You know a Rebbe is somebody that taught you and you know what he would say. That beyond, above and beyond whatever you were makabel explicitly and specifically whatever you heard from your Rebbe, when Reb Elezer said it didn't mean that he heard exactly the verit, the halacha over here is going to be like this, the halacha is going to be like that. He forged such a close bond with his Rebbe. He was close enough to his Rebbe, and at hazay good fashtanin, his Rebbe's, the way his Rebbe's mind and life worked, that he was able to put himself in his Rebbe's shoes, that even after the p'tir of his Rebbe, even if he hadn't specifically heard a certain thing, more often than not, he was able to say over from his Rebbe in something that his Rebbe never said. That's what it means. There were things that he talked, like Mordechai and Sukkot says, he talked, he was mistopic. He came certain times, he talked, didn't know, so he didn't say. But more often than not, you know, Beleza Shiyurim is going to end up that he knew, he understood instinctively what it was that his Rebbe would say, with Paskin, the fears of Zain Hashkofa, Zain Midas, his Derech HaChayim, he understood the Psak Din, whatever it was that his Rebbe would say, he understood. That, I believe, is the Pshat in Godel Shemush HaYosim in the book. When it says that Yeshua was worthy of serving Klal Yisrael, of taking over the mantle of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kach is Yeshua ben Nun, Samach Tesiyot Fa'olam, Isha Sheruach Bo, Samach Tesiyot Fa'olam, state in the Medrash, because he was G'dayin L'Shimush Yoisim in the Muda, he was L'Yomish M'Toich Ha'oyel, M'Shoz HaYeshuv B'Num Na L'Yomish M'Toich Ha'oyel, because somebody that's going to be the Nasi of Klal Yisrael can't have Sveikus. Can't have Sveikus. That means that he has to know not only what Moshe Rabbeinu said, but what Moshe Rabbeinu would say. And the only way of knowing that is G'dayin L'Shimush Yoisim in the Muda. Shimusha, if you mishamish and you forge and you close, there's a dveikus, you mizdabit, and you have a close yachas with somebody, you live with a person, you close quarters, you have a roommate, you don't have sveikus about the person. And a shidduch, you want information. And you ask people, you ask Amol's Rebbe, you ask his parents, you ask this. The person who lives with the person, veis gut. Yeshua v'nu na'ala yomish mitoi cha'oyo, veis gut to Rebbe. He is somebody that understood Moshe Rabbeinu to a T. Kach l'chonis Yeshua ben Nun. Maybe the attacker, Roshei Meyers, and the Sarei Meyers, and Sarei Alofim, maybe they knew more than Yeshua. Maybe they, at one point they certainly did. And maybe they ended up knowing more than Yeshua. We don't know. But if you're going to go ask a shayla of somebody, there are certain people that they learned by a Rebbe, and they were the best, you know, the best Talmidim, so to speak, in the sense you wanted to hear over the vote that the Rebbe said, you go to the Rebbe. That maybe Yeshua was not. But what Yeshua was, they are Talmidim of a Rebbe, that you want to know, was what the Rebbe gesagt. What would the Rebbe say? The guy got me. Said, I was with the Rebbe now, I was with the Rebbe then. He's given Azam Maisa, he was such a Suffolk in Halacha. I was being Mishamish the Rebbe, and this came up, I saw Azam Maisa and Hoga. MMA, I incorporated that into my life, and I saw and I spoke to Rebbe about this and about that. Those are given Yeshua ben Nun Mashal, so the Yomish Mikhail. And Emesis is Gemara, Gemata Gemara for Rashis. Gemara says in Tmura, obviously I wouldn't say this on my own, but Gemara says in Tmura, Gemara relates it as a tviya on Yeshua. It's like there was a lack, it's a tviya of maybe it wasn't with the proper, with the necessary anivas, but Al Kaponim it says over there, that Beshosha Nifta Moshe Rabbeinu LeGan Eden, at the time when Moshe Rabbeinu was taking leave of the world and was going to Gan Eden, Amalei LeYeshua, Sha'al Mi Meni Kol Sveikas Sheyesh Lecha. Tell Yeshua, ask me all the Sveikas that you have. I can't leave you with Sveikas. You're going to need, you're the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, you're going to need, we have to clarify, we have to have the clarity in whatever Klal Yisrael is going to face. Amalei Rebbe, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Klumen Nachticha Sha'a Achas, Yolachti Lemokim Achas. Did I leave you for a rega? Did I leave you alone for a minute? That I wasn't in your Dalet Amos? Loikach tasafta bi. Didn't you yourself write on me in your Torah? Umeshoyso Yeshua benu nar layomish mitoich ha'oyah? Miyah toshish koicha shal Yeshua v'nishtaku v'man yishol shmei salach. So at that point is when Atfiyah, Yeshua spoke like that to Moshe Rabbeinu, ke'ilu ustach. Dvarim pshutim, tzachosat chumash. You see, Mashiach said, "Layomish mitaych ha'ayah." He shouldn't have spoken like. Of the fact, the statement Gemara is, the fact was not disputed. That Yeshua said that miyomai, that meyolim klumich nachticha shorachas v'alachti l'mokim achas. I saw it brought from the Biskerav. Biskerav is on the Gemara. But so you have to know first. So what's the shak of the Kari over here? Moshe Rabbeinu held that he has sveikis. He might possibly have sveikas, and Yeshua set him straight. Yeshua said, "Layomish mitaychayim." That's the Biskerav asks also, "What is he saying?" Loikach pasafti b'sayir asecha. Yeshua benun layomish mitaychayim. And if it wouldn't say it in the Torah, and let's say it wouldn't say it in the Torah, it's a fact. It's not a mitzvah. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was not aware of this mitzvah. I mean, he was shadowing Moshe for decades. You know that, it's not so. I was with you. It's not the Gemara's Arayah. That was in Yeshua's words. Yeshua told Moshe Rabbeinu, Loikach chasafti b'sayir asecha. And Moshe said, Yeshua benu na'a l'yomish mitachayim. Biskerav says that. Without it being in the Torah, it's not a beer. Biskerav's not a beer. I was thinking about Ivan Poshet, I mean, how simply it's Shlitz Nichol, what the Biskerav is saying also. That the Shaila over here was, the Shaila is Yeshua, so Yeshua's Geblibman, that Yeshua was Nisha with Sveikas. So Yeshua is saying the Yesoid is, that Kalim Shemushi Yosim and Lemuda. Rather, Moshe Rabbeinu knows that he was by every Shia and he never left the Beis Medrash, but that wasn't the issue. The issue was over here, so Yeshua had Sveikas. What does it mean, does Yeshua have Sveikas? Yeshua having sveikas means, is he going to know what his Rebbe would have said? Is he going to be faced with a situation that will be able in 20 years to say, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu would have passed, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu held and would have held in such an instance? Does he have sveikas? He's not asking, is there anything that you need to know? He says, do you have sveikas? He's not asking, is there anything that, halach is that I need to teach you? So on that, Yeshua said that it says in the Torah, "Mishor so the Torah was made on me." That Yeshua ben Nun, now your Torah was made. Mishor so layom shmitoich ha'oyel as gadol shimush yosim leluda. Any of us that somebody that's gadol shimush yosim leluda doesn't have sveikas. Like it says in Rabbi Elazar, the oilim layom adav shalashamim pirabay, that he knew what his Rebbe would have said. He's not going to have sveikas. Because he shadowed his Rebbe, and he had a relationship with his Rebbe, and he understood what it was. He looked at his Rebbe, the Rebbe was a light, it was an oil in the Sivasai, he was somebody that was able to show him the way, the Derech HaChaim. This is Yisrael Godel, in Torah, in Kniyas HaTorah. And a person, going through life, especially today, people have a tendency. You go to this yeshiva, you go to that yeshiva, you go to this shiur, you go to that shiur. People on occasion have told me, they said, like, I want to come to the shiur, but I'm going to try it out. I'm going to try it out. You know, it's like, I can never, like, when I hear that, I'm always thinking, you know, does it sound more like it's a pair of shoes or a car? Like, you're taking it to a test drive? It's like you go to a shoe store and like, you know, like squeeze down on the front. Like, you know. If it's such a perfect fit, so what do you need the shear for? If it fits so perfectly, so it's not enough from the shear. Because you sit down in a car, right? So you have already your likes, your dislikes, right? You know the way you want the car to smell. You know how quick you need the acceleration to 0 to 60 to be, right? So you come in, the bistachafat, you're a giver. And you're spending $30,000 that the car should be able to be exactly the way you want it to be. Because the car has to mold itself to you, to what you like. That's what you're paying for. The Talmud comes to a shir, and the Talmud has, it doesn't come to a shir, the Talmud has shaychus to a Rebbe. An El Tirabacha to a Rebbe, in whatever form that it takes. The expectation is not that, you know, does it stem? If I don't, I didn't get that part of the Shia, so you didn't get that part of the Shia, that's why you need the Rebbe. Maybe that's why the Rebbe is necessary. And if you didn't understand the Anhaga, maybe you have to sit by the Rebbe, right? And come to understand what makes the Rebbe tick. What's for a mensch? And to try to understand why he's doing what he's doing or what he's makabel from his rabbi. That's the point of having a rabbi. The point of having a rabbi is not that it's a comfortable, there's a synergy over here that my needs, the way they are today, Thursday afternoon, I'm already a fatika, I'm a dova shalom basically. We'll assume that this is who I am, this is the way I am. And in Mela, I need, in order to steig weiter, but I need somebody that's going to stim exactly in the areas in which I need help. This is going to be Hechetesim. It's not a Talmud in the Talmud. Obviously, if somebody's coming over to me, just to use that marshal, it means that he has some sort of an idea, he has reason to suspect that he wants to learn in the Shiur. If this is somebody that he entertained, he wants to be a Rebbe. In such an instance, a person has to come with a certain kfifas. There has to be a kfifas. Tosis says, it's a famous Tosis. Tosis says, it says on Shmuel that he was a Moira Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. He was 3 years old, he was a Moira Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. Even though Tosis says he didn't learn a thing, he didn't learn a thing from it. How was he a Rebbe? He just came there, he was home. He came to the Mishkan. So Tosis, once he came to learn by Shmuel, because his mother took him at that point to bring him to learn by Shmuel, as a Shem Givena Talmud. He was already a Talmud, and Shmuel was his Rebbe. I'm sorry, Eli was Shmuel's Rebbe. A person comes to a Rebbe, it has to be with a certain Hizbatlis and a certain Kfifus. And but beyond that, that doesn't end once you walk into the shir. And that doesn't end once you makabel, you say, okay, I heard the shir, I kind of like it, I'm coming to be a Talmud. What are you coming to be a Talmud? Is it mikol melamda iskalti? In the sense that you're coming to learn, not just the Rashba, but you're coming to understand what your Rebbe's views are, and how what your Rebbe, the way he sizes up something, the way your Rebbe Vias, Efshar Balmides, Efshar Moiridera, Zain Hashkofis, what he was Makabal. That's the trap in the Rebbe. Yeshua ben Nun is the prototype in the Torah of a Talmud. Kesed, it says in the Torah, Yeshua Mishoisov, Mibachudov, Mishois Moshe Mibachudov. Here it says, Vayakam Moshe, Yeshua Mishoisov, Mishoisov, Yeshua ben Nun, Layomish Mitoichoyah, the prototype of the Talmud is somebody that's Godel Shimush, Yosemu Mugah. Buddha means that you have to forge a closed bond with the Rebbe on a personal level, on an emotional level, on an intellectual level, in all. And if one does that, then one is going to have the Hatzlocha. You see by Yeshua, Kach Lachos Yeshua Benun. And then the Asach Talmidim is a bit bigger Masmidim, bigger Balikishim actually. But Yeshua Benun Ha'ala Yomish Mitoich Ha'ayel told Moshe Rabbeinu, what's haste I have Sveikas? I don't have any Sveikas. Kulum Hinachta, did I ever leave you? Shoa Achaz, did I ever leave you for a minute? La Yomish Mitoich Ha'ayel. Ha'bich Nishkin Sveikas. For that, Yeshua was able to be the Nasi Sveikas.